What's up? It's your boy Remus, and welcome to the Champ Set Podcast, the podcast for champions. What's up? It's your boy Remus, and listen, I'm the doubt killer, belief filler, the one that's going to convince you that you're a winner. On these streets, they call me the maker of masters, the crafter of champions, the weaver of wise. Why? Because give me a little time and I'll add Champ Set to your mind. We're a gang, we're a group, we're an army, we're a squad of winners with the most ambitious fighters and athletes. And we do anything to get the win because to us, allowing a loss is a sin. This is the home for ambition. This is the home for champions in training. This is the Champ Set Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about a subject that is one of my favorites. We're going to be talking about the old school mentality and the good things or the good traits that those guys had in the past that maybe, you know, the guys of today or people of today could kind of incorporate. So it's not really to down so much, you know, us today, because every generation always likes to look back at the old generation and just talk about how much better it is than this generation. But there are things that we can take. There are things that people aren't going to be aware of in this generation. And if you know what was possible, or you know what reality was what was possible back in the day, then you're going to have the edge because you know both. The people of today who don't study these guys are only going to know today. This comes natural to me because I came into boxing more studying it first before I actually started like training and stuff, of course, before like I had my injury and that. But basically, I would watch these guys, I would read about these guys before I was ever allowed to box, you know, because my mom didn't want me to box. So I just like study these guys hard. So I didn't actually watch the new guys, right? When I was coming up, I didn't watch any of the trending guys at the time, apart from Mayweather and Pacquiao. And one thing I saw was how soft everyone is. So I'm probably going to make several, you know, episodes and parts based on this topic, but today I'm going to focus more on the fact that back in the day, the old school guys have had the mentality of being able to fight frequently and, you know, fight many rounds. So they had the quantity down. They had the quantity of fighting down in a way where to them it was just normal, and to fighters today it's not normal. But what's bad about that is that they're not almost not possible, like they don't see it as possible that they could fight more, or they could train harder, or they could go many more rounds. So for example, right, let me show you one book. This is one of my favorite books. See, I don't just promote my own book, you know, I'm gonna give you guys the game. This right here is one book I love to read back in the day, and I still read it now. Just go through different stories just to inspire myself, just to remind myself what these guys were doing. And again, so many people, to me it's just normal, but so many people just don't study these guys, and I'm like, why would you go through the pain of like going through the lessons or having to learn the lessons that these guys already have? You can just study them, know it, and then you don't have to go for it. It saves you time, you know, as Customado said. But that's one reason why I'm gonna, you know, start doing the live events and the classes that people in London can come and people around the world can tune in. Like, I'm gonna break this shit down because everyone's sleeping on it. But basically, one fighter we can look at, right, as an example, was there was a fighter called Joe Jennett. He used to fight in the early 1900s, the early 20th century. And again, these guys, I'm telling you, they would have a fight and then they would fight each other next month or 6 months later. And they would just keep going. So you might fight a guy like 3 or 4 times and that might be normal. But in this day and age, it's like, just to get a rematch sometimes is a struggle. But these guys, they didn't care so much about, win, lose. They would just fight each other. You know what I'm saying? Whoever like comes out on the 5 matches we have is the winner. That's how they looked at it. But Joe Jennett, he fought a guy named Sam McVay. And he fought him a few times. But in 1909, right, it went to the 49th round. And let me get it right, it had, I think, 21 knockdowns. So McVay scored 27 knockdowns. Joe Jennett scored 11 knockdowns in the 49 in the 49 rounds. And Joe Jenner knocked out Sam McVay in the 49th round. Now imagine this. Just imagine that you just, like, when we have the mentality of fight to the finish, we're not joking. We're not playing around here. These guys would just go, go, go. You know what I'm saying? If they, if it was required for them to do 50 rounds, they're willing to do it. Now, this particular fight, I believe, was the most rounds fought in the 20th century. So it was the most of that century. It wasn't, there wasn't fights more than that. But it was normal to fight 20 rounds. And then on top of that, it was normal to fight 20 rounds and then fight again 20 rounds the next month. Or the, even the next week, these guys would be doing 15 rounds all the time. And a lot of bouts back then were scored as no contest. But what I'm trying to say is it really was that fight to the finish. The guys of today aren't aware of that as much anymore. And again, it's not to down the fight, you know, because you guys are fighting today. So it's not to down the fighters of today. It's just to make them aware that, hey, do you know there was a time when people used to fight all of the time and they would do it to the finish? You know, they would do 25 rounds and that was normal to them. They was always in shape. This was a lifestyle to them. And when you live the boxing lifestyle where this truly is an obsession of yours, and more than that, it's just something you do on a daily basis, you're going to be fit enough to do that. But I think one powerful thing to know is that mentally you think it's normal. See, think about it, right? If a fighter of today has to fight 12 rounds, right? And to them, that is a stretch. But he was around back in the day 100 years ago. That would be normal to him. He would have no choice but to raise his standard. He would have no choice but to be fit enough to fight the 20 rounds. Do you see what I'm saying? And these guys used to just knock each other down all the time. Now, again, I'm not downing today's fighters because on some level, you could say that's dangerous. And it actually is dangerous. You know, we had a couple boxers die recently. We don't want that to happen all of the time. But a lot of these guys would be fighting so often and they're just always going to be in shape. This is really a lifestyle for them. Now, before the Queensberry rules were introduced in 1867, I believe, there was a bout that went 4 hours, 4.5 hours long. It's in the Guinness World Record book. This bout went 4.5 hours long. When I say this is a fight to the finish, and these guys, right, what they would do was, before those rules were introduced, a knockdown would signal the end of a round. So they would just keep fighting, and the round ends when the knockdown happens. And they did knock down each other quite a lot, you know. So you could even say, was their defense as good as today? Maybe not, because they did used to hold their hands down low and just jump in. So this topic is more to just say that be aware of the fact that you can go longer. And the only reason why you might not be going longer is because you're thinking about what's normal for you right now. You're thinking about what's normal for you in this day and age. If you was fighting back in the, if you was fighting 100 years ago, would you get tired at the 10th round? Would you get tired when it after 6 rounds, knowing that you could be fighting another 12 rounds? And if you knew that you're fighting 20 rounds, would you be out like just not taking this as seriously as you possibly can? So I'm just saying that just simply to make you aware of that. Maybe your body can go further. Maybe. And if you had to do it, could you do it? I think you probably would do it. So put yourself in a position to make it happen from now. And then you're going to get an edge over the guys that don't know their body can go that far. They don't know it's possible to use this thing called the body to make you go even 20 rounds. Last thing I can say is that we can see that Mayweather had this, level of discipline, because when he was fighting, he wouldn't, sometimes he would just do 15 rounds and people would kind of applaud him for that. Like they would say, oh, he trains really hard in sparring. In sparring, he would do 15 rounds or 15 minute rounds or 5 minute rounds and he would just push himself to the limit. And that's one reason why we can definitely say that Mayweather never got tired. We've never ever seen him gas out, really. I'm trying to think of it now. Like, have we? Nah, we've never seen Mayweather gas out because he was one of the guys that kind of knew, hey, I have to push myself more than what these other guys are doing. The other guys think that it's just normal to stick to three minutes. No, that's what everyone else is doing. So you have to be the one that's different. Try out, experiment, do 1 minute and then go, do it like full intensity. And then maybe try to raise that to 2 minutes. Try to get up to the point where you can do 5 minute rounds as normal. And then even when you're tired, learn how to fight while you're tired. That's very, very, very important. Like learn how to keep your shape, stay solid, at least tie a guy up when you're starting to get tired when you're doing those 5 minute rounds. Eventually, who knows, you're going to be doing those 10 minute rounders. Your coach is going to be looking at you like, whoa. And you're like, no, just put another guy in. I'm ready. I know I can do this because the old guys could do this. The old guys could fight 20 rounds. Why can't I? That's the mentality you got to have. Maybe even test it out where you're going to do 5 minute rounds and you get a guy to do 2.5 minutes. Hey, jump in quick. Just no rest. Just jump in. And then maybe you don't do so many rounds of that, but you've increased the intensity and the duration of that particular exercise itself. So you have to start thinking like this. Start experimenting and start pushing yourself more than the other guy. But that's all I'm going to say today. I hope you're actually going to take this. Like, actually try to add some creativity and mix it with that idea of pushing yourself to the max and know that it can be done. Why? Because the guys 100 years ago, 50 years ago, even, you know, 40 years ago, they could do it. So can you. Anyway, stay focused, train hard. Let's get this greatness.